You're watching the left, right and center and I'm Maria Shakil. Beta padhao, beti bachao. Teach your boys to save daughters or girls. The Bombay High Court today has given a twist to the government slogan in its clarion call to stop crimes against women. During a hearing in the Badlapur case, where two girls aged 3 and 4 were sexually assaulted, the court said that it was time to focus on better education and bringing up of boys to bring down heinous crimes against women. The court advised the Maharashtra government to teach boys about the right and wrong, adding that the boys should be sensitized. On the show tonight, we discuss how to make boys better men who are sensitive to the other gender, see girls as equals, and are not a product of the all-pervasive patriarchy. Later on the show, a one-off bill which has been passed by the Himachal Assembly that says that MLAs who defect and disqualified will not be entitled to any pension. While the Sukhu-led Congress government says the move is to discourage defections, the BJP has slammed the move, calling it rushed and ill-thought. Is Sukhu doing a surgical strike on 6 Congress MLAs who recently defected to the BJP through this bill? Is this a reform or an attempt to muzzle the dissenting voices? We'll be joined by former Chief Minister of Himachal, Jairam Thakur, and the current Himachal Minister, Vikramaditya Singh, to discuss the government's new move. But first up, let's talk about how the larger message has been sent by the Bombay High Court. Joining me on the show, Shagun Chaudhary, National Games champion. We have Barkha Trehan, president of Purush Ayog NGO. We also have Abha Singh, advocate, Yashwardhan Azad, former IPS officer, Dilip Cherian, founder and consulting partner of Perfect Relations. I'm going to begin with you, Dilip Cherian. Men will be men. This is often what we have said or heard in the context of men. And their reactions, one would say, since times immemorial, hasn't changed much. But with the crimes against women increasing, crimes becoming even more brutal, the manner in which minors are being targeted, would you say that legislation isn't enough? And that is the reason it is about beta padhao, so that the daughters can be saved. It's about that mindset.
Maria, it's about education. It's about policing, it's about quick action, and it's about the justice system. But I think it begins with education. Hmm. If you see what has happened with the huge campaign that was run in schools, in textbooks, against the burning of crackers, as we have seen it turned effective, the only way to do it is to change minds. The only place to do it is in the schools and in the education system. The other place that is perhaps equally important and which the court has not spoken about is in the home, where the women play a big role in educating the boys. So I think that it is a phenomenally important step. The education department certainly needs to press the accelerator and do this in perhaps 4 or 5 classes, not just in one classroom or in one textbook, but I think it needs to start at class 8 and go all the way till the kids pass out of school. So I think it's not too early to start. Is it enough? No, it's not enough. Should it begin at home? The answer is absolutely must begin with the mothers, with the fathers, and with everybody at home who's an influence on the child.
Shagun, many would say that this is the step in the right direction. You need to educate boys because the problem certainly pertains to percolation of law. It is about ensuring that the young boys know how to respect girls.
Yes, I absolutely agree with Mr. Cherian that it all starts at home. The kids have to be, especially boys, have to be educated as to how to behave and how to react to girls. Girls should also be educated in terms of good touch, bad touch, and should be able to communicate that to the boy, but only a well-educated, aware boy would understand if they see if they're all children at the end of the day when we start off. It's how you start educating them in terms of how to behave in society and how to actually deal with, the opposite gender. Like when I say, you have, forget about women, you have, there was an incident of a monitor lizard, there's an incident of a female dog that's been molested by men. So how, it's a sick mind. And the sick mind only starts off when they're not given the right exposure or given the right knowledge as to how to actually act in society. So I think I completely agree. It all starts at home. It's all about boundaries. It's all about good touch, bad touch, what is accepted, what's not accepted. And it's for the mothers and the fathers to educate their wards in the right way in order for us to have.
What are the challenges of a sportswoman such as you? What did you face when you were picking up sports as a career?
Well, I was in a completely male-dominated sport, so I don't think they were really used to having women around. And so they used to probably behave in and have silly banter, which Mr. Cherin would agree, where it would be offensive, but it would be so normal that you wouldn't know how to react to it. So I think once women started entering the field of clay pigeon and shooting and we increased in number and we were more straightforward and we voiced our disgust or where we did not agree with certain statements which were even made in haste or were very flippant, till the other person is not aware of how a certain action would actually affect you till they're not made aware, then they would continue to go ahead with it. So it's very important for women also to come out and to make sure that the gender knows what is affecting them negatively and what might hinder their performance, what statements are not to be made, and what is not a joke, as many people, it was just a joke. No, it's not a joke. It needs to be very, very straightforward. You have to be very, very straightforward in your communication of what is not acceptable. And that is also what is something that needs to be, told to your girls so that they don't feel scared or they don't feel ashamed in actually voicing their opinion or what makes them feel uncomfortable.
Abba Singh, gender sensitization is something that we have been discussing for very long. Why are we realizing the need for education of boys? Perhaps they are being educated in schools to be taught to be behaving in a particular way towards women. But why are the crimes getting even more brutal?
Sensitizing boys, we are talking of at this stage, but this should have started early only, where the mothers would have taught their sons that you need to respect girls. What happens is, if you see in the Kolkata rape case, the rapist shows no remorse. They say he's absolutely dehumanized, desensitized, was watching porn on his mobile. So this shows that is the mindset. It's a perverse, deviant mindset. And that is where Bombay High Court comes in and says, beta padhao. And it doesn't mean only the school education. It means that they have to be taught that you need to respect the law of the land. You need to respect the women of this country. And also the fear of law. Because the High Court says schemes look good on paper, but people don't know about the law. You have talked of death penalty. Now today, Kolkata is coming with a new law, Aparajita, where it says death penalty is mandatory. So when after Nirbhaya we got death penalty, you mean to say people did not get the message? Yes, they did not get the message because it took 10 years for Nirbhaya rapists to be hanged. So the connection between crime and punishment is so few and so distant that the impact does not happen. You may bring any number of laws, but till the time you don't improve the justice system, there is a systemic change. You are talking of that you will do the police will do the investigation in 21 days. How is it possible? Do we have that kind of police? And biggest thing is not law, but what is important is conviction, that is 100%. In Shakti Mills gang rape case, if you remember, there were school boys who were drug addicts, school dropouts, and they were the ones who had committed the gruesome rape. Even in Nirbhaya, that juvenile was doing a cleaner's job. So definitely, if they are out, they would get into drugs, and maximum rapes now are committed by druggists, alcoholists. So easily, all this is available. Liquor, drugs is so easily available. Pornography, what are you doing about that? Because so many times it's been seen that people have watched pornography and they've gone and raped a two-year-old, a three-year-old. I think that is what the High Court is talking of, that the time has come that the boys need to be taught, the men need to be taught that this is a heinous offense and you are going to face the music, you are going to face the punishment. And schooling also means that the perverseness, that has to be handled. And mothers in Shakti Mills gang rape case, I remember, the mother tried to tell lies. The mother said, no, my son was not there, he was out.
Are being taught,
so that is where it stays. From
the
family,
all the schools, of how you behave in a particular way, all that is done. What will be this additional learning which will be happening now, Yashwardhan Azad?
Well, let me sort of distinguish between two, three kind of acts which we are talking about. You know, in the case of medical college or in the case of this school where this happened, this was a case of an inside element, you know, what you call a rogue act. For this, you have to have very strong vigil. You have to have very strong heads of department or the principals who look after these aspects like security verification, etc. And let me tell you, Maria, these are the kind of incidents which cannot be stopped because they're happening all over the world. These are inside acts which can only be stopped with strict administration. In general, the second act which I'm talking about is what High Court says. The High Court says, yes, bete ko padhao. Lekin betiyon ko aisa nahi hai ki mat padhao. I mean, the education should go on. And this means not academics, you know, because our Indian system of teaching, I don't think it makes any sense, because it does not teach you about hygiene. It does not teach you about manners. It does not teach you about so many things practical. I think everyone should know typing. Everyone should know skills, hand skills, which are very important. And the sanskar, of course, which is taught at home, is the most valuable, and it used to happen in our traditional families where the respect to elders, respect to women was extremely important.
But Yashwardhan Azad, is there an assumption that that sanskar is not being taught?
That sanskar is slowly frittering away because of, you know, nuclear families, because of elders not being there, because so many of changes which have taken place in the metropolis or in the even rural areas where people are not living together, at least the elders, or where parents are out, you know, busy in the fields or working. So the child is left alone and he grows on his own, and in school nothing is taught except, you know, Columbus dates and, you know, Vasco da Gama dates. So these are very, very important things which are there. Law comes in later, much, much later when the awareness comes in.
So let's expand this and ask questions as to what should be done in terms of education, when the court says bete ko padhao, of course it's a great slogan to have, but what should be done in order to ensure that bete ko padhao? Barkha Trehan is among the very few women activists who speak for men. Barkha, you'll also back this High Court judgment that, you know, this is needed. Education is needed because education defines our conduct.
Exactly. Maria, education is needed. I agree with it. But I hope you guys know about the WCT report which came in 2008, which says 53% of the boys are sexually abused. So have we ever spoken about them? See, again, we are telling, everybody is saying that respect women, respect girls. Why not respect all? Why not respect everyone? And respect is earned, not demanded. Secondly, yes, mothers are the teachers. So mothers will be teaching both. There are male rape cases also, but we never discuss them. The irony is that we talk about equality the whole day, but again, we only talk about one rape, or rape keeps on happening in our country because these boys who are sexually abused, they are mentally disturbed, They are not living a quality life. We never talk about this. We never have any policies for boys and men. We only keep on harassing them in courts, in police stations, and then the suicides happening, which is the suicide data set says that the male suicide is more than 3 times. So, which is worsening day by day. And you think that a person who rapes, he is not educated. He is educated as well. But the problem is he's unemployed. He is watching porn. There are many things, many issues which the government has to address. The porns are so easily available. What about the employment? If these people are employed and they're living a quality life, why would they go into such crimes? And crime is a crime. Crime has no gender. I have said so many times. Wait,
will that be
anybody?
You know, will that be really? Isn't that a really generic statement to make here, Yashwardhan Azad, that crime has no gender?
Yeah, I mean, she's making a point which is slightly different, that the boys who have been abused, that's right. I mean, definitely there should be more attention given to the boys also who've been exploited. There's no doubt about it. But then that does not take away the focus from women, what has been happening in our society. For example, if a nurse who's coming back in a rickshaw gets raped by 5 men, that shows the general law and order and the atmosphere. But in the case of a janitor or in the case of a medical college, it's a rogue inside act, which is slightly different. So we have to address it differently and see
how it is. Then are you of the opinion that in both the cases, the only thing which is common is education? That if these boys knew how to treat a woman with respect, they would not have indulged in this crime?
No, I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure in the case of a janitor or in the case of that act which took place in a medical college could have been stopped, because these kind of acts are happening all over the world. Even a policeman, a bobby in London committed an act like this because he was fixated on this particular woman. What we have to take care of is that our education, that sensitivity which needs to be brought in, that has to come from home and school. There are so many things which are extremely important, which we are not stressing on. We are just stressing on academic degrees.
Okay, so what
I'd like to make a point here.
Yes, let me ask Yashwardhan Azad one more question. What should we be stressing on then, besides academic, academic duties? That, you know, academically, if it can help us to understand how we should be behaving as citizens, responsibilities, all those, you know, acts.
There are a range of things which we expect in a school to be imparted to them, because I think 99% of the jobs in any country can be done by matriculates. The higher studies should be meant only for specific areas. And therefore, the kind of skills, the crafts, the hygiene, the local medicine, the respect towards women, the respect towards elders, these are essential things which should be taught in schools, which we are not doing at all. The school education today has become absolutely meaningless, except for those who are pursuing medical or engineering or the specialized courses. Otherwise, they have just become meaningless. And if you have seasoned professionals coming out of school, they'll be focused on other things than this pornography or these kind of, for example, a simple thing like carpentry. We used to have carpentry in our extra classes. It involves your mind. It takes your hand, eye coordination. It's so different from just hanging around and learning other things.
You know, the idea of Bete ko padhao is also about multiple skill sets. It's not about padhai, as we have been saying. Yes. It's not just about books. It's about the entire overall shape of personality. That's what shapes education.
Maria, to look at this issue, the issue that the court has raised, there are 4 stages of this. Starts with the gaze, then goes to the giggle, then goes to the grope, and then you give them enough rope, it turns out to be rape. Now, this thing has to be broken at the first stage. And it doesn't matter in terms of what Barka said, male or female. The fact is that you need to cut this think that there needs to be permission. What is acceptable, what is allowed, and what is desirable. And we need to have this education at the home and at the school. And this has now reached a crisis proportion. The fact that today homes are nuclear and there is very little conversation between parents and their children is contributing to this. But aside from that, we need to make sure that this becomes part of a national mission. Otherwise, India has, unfortunately, a reputation for having a higher percentage of this, and that is very worrying.
Okay, Barkha?
Yeah, I wanted to make a point here that people have again and again said about education. Good touch, bad touch. So education should be for all, be it beta or beti, as well as the good touch and the bad touch should be taught to all, beta and beti. Another thing, another point is here, which I wanted to make from the beginning is that until and unless we are going to the government, it is the duty of the government to give quality life to all human beings, citizens of India. Nothing is going to improve. Nothing is going to improve just because we need to understand the psychology of the boys also, the girls also. Whereas I've always said that more than 80% cases, rape cases are false also. So we need to talk about these things also, that whenever a false case comes, we never discuss about that. Even if the court gives acquittal, then too we don't discuss about that. So there is a, right now there's a gender war also going in the country where we have divided both man and woman. So this division should also stop. The war against boys should absolutely stop. And again, anybody who is a rapist should be severely punished. I am not taking sides of any rapist, but we have to go to the grassroots level and understand what drives that man or a boy to do rapes. Sanskar, I really believe, education, I really believe, but we have to have other studies, we have to collect data. See, we don't have a single data for boys. Until and unless we are going to study the psychology of the boys, we cannot stop this, and this will continue, and we will keep on blaming only the boys. It is not only the boys who have to be blamed.
Abha Singh,
it is everyone's responsibility.
Maria, when High Court talks of gender equality, I am reminded of the rapist of the trainee doctor in Carr Medical College. This was his fourth marriage. Three wives, he had beaten them up, sexually abused them, divorced them, got a woman again and again, which showed that he was a psycho. He did not think of respecting women. The court said demolishing patriarchy. This was patriarchy that he got to be married again and again in spite of having that kind of a reputation. So this is where the High Court is saying, teach them, sensitize them, teach them to treat women equal. If you respect women, treat them equal, you would not rape them, because rape is connected to power. It shows your brutal animal power over women. But if a man is sensitized, he would know that woman is also a human being. She needs to be treated with respect. She needs to be treated with tender and care. That is what the High Court is insisting. Because here, a four-year-old child, girl child, was raped by a sweeper who was supposed to be taking them to the washroom. So that was his psycho mindset. That is what the mental health, the High Court is talking about, that the mental health, the psycho, what is happening, these things need to be looked into, boys. They need to respect women. And once they are sensitized that women are equal to them, they are not an object, they are not a commodity, they are not a sexual object. When that comes, that will only be able to protect women, because law, we know, we have death penalty, we have cops on the ground, and yet these incidents are happening. So it is a holistic approach which is needed, not just one point.
Yes, a holistic approach has to be taken. But what happened when in Calcutta, a young boy, a minor boy, was raped? We never even discussed that. So we always say that yes, there is
whataboutry. It is not about whataboutry. You protect the boys, but the mindset, if he is raped, he also needs protection. You have the POXO
mental
Act,
yes mental health has to be looked forward.
You will put those
mental health has to be looked into for boys as well as girls, both.
Nobody is denying that you don't take care of boys. If any child is raped, every child is precious.
We never had
but
any discussion.
Mindset,
we never had any discussion when a male, I just now said that 53% of the male, the boys were raped. The minor boys were raped. Just now I
This
is the women and
child. Let Abba finish your point, please. Yes.
You know, there was this girl child who was raped because her mother won the Gram Pradhan election in Lalitpur in Uttar Pradesh. The man who lost the election raped her tender daughter to teach her a lesson that how could she stand up and fight elections and win elections. So when rape is treated like this by men, that to humiliate, you
See,
put stigma to rape, you put a woman in her place by showing that you can be raped and kicked about. That is what the High Court is talking about. We are all with the boys, but we need to make boys better men.
Okay.
That is what
I've
Bombay High Court
for
talked
Shagun.
Of. That you
all
education
human
does not
should
does
be
not
better, not
education.
Only boys.
It means
men,
the mindset.
Both
the systemic change
be
has to come. The mothers have
everyone,
to tell. Also, these child
so
children should not see
both,
sexual abuse in the house.
When
they see all that,
women,
they execute that.
We have to look at the conduct of boys, and that is the reason why it is about Beta Padhao. Not just about their academic education, but also how they should be conducting themselves. Yes, Shagun, you get the last word. Please go ahead.
Well, I think what we are talking about is basically education and sensitizing society. Whether we are talking about girls being in that position or boys being in that position, it's basically the men who are authorized, who are basically exerting their power over either gender for whatever reason. So I think at the end of the day, what we're actually talking about is not about protecting men, protecting women, it's protecting society as a whole. And how we protect society as a whole is sensitize it towards humanity. And I think that is what we should focus on. And, you know, like everybody said, yes, treat everyone as equals, but at the same time, sensitizing people for humanity is what is what's actually required right now in order to have a healthy society.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's end on that note. Dilip Cherry and Yashwardhan Azad, thank you so much. Abba Singh, Barkha Trihan and Shagun Chaudhary, thank you for joining us and participating in this discussion.